Begin the current daf, Mesechtas Yuma daf Yud Zayin. Begin on Beis. Begin Tuz. The Master begins with the Gemara of Omamar. But the Master said, "Kopinish at the Paina. Any time that you turn, Lo Yil Derchimin should only be from the right side." Pirish Tosis says, "How do you know this?" Mushum Degemina Miyam Shasa Shleim. We learn from that the body of water Shleim Melech made, as the Gemara brings later on from the Chesam Beis, where there was this big pool, and when it keeps on telling us about the directions, it's going towards the right. It's going counterclockwise. Now, Hikshu bin Ephraim Zatzal, he says, I think Amin Mahasam, instead of learning out from over there, Nigma Migrash, we learn out from Migrash, which is surrounding the cities. That's the opposite. He says, you should measure from beyond the city as Paz Kedma, towards the eastern side, of Pine Ba'am, 2000 Namas, as Paz Negev, Vahulu, and towards the south, etc., which the Hainu Dechsmo is going towards the left, if Kishahai Vechmanab's ear, when you're facing towards the city and you're on the east, Umakav Mebachutz, and you're going around from the outside, so south is on the left. So you should learn it from there, actually clockwise. So it says nearly the tires to me, it seems to answer the miyam gemina. Now we're going to learn it from the yam, that Shleim HaMelech Med. Shem Nechsev Pain and Pain, because it says two times Pain and Pain. V'achi Yisa Behed B'zvach and Per Kacha Kacha and Dab Sam Beis and Beis, the Prach, the Gemara asks, Ha'omim Bailu L'gufa, what do you mean? We needed to teach it over there, Pirish Ba'amu Manal, and how do we know in general you go every time to the right? Mashani Yim Kain, if that's the case, Pain and Pain and Lomali, where I say Pain and Pain to tell you that we learn it out from all places, to all places from there. Now, Mitzasi Kasav says, I found written, Shehik Shrivod, Rivod asked, Amayla Mishani Akush Delishkas Lem, why don't we answer on the question regarding the chamber of the limbs? This contradiction we've been speaking about between the Mesechus Tam and Mesechus Midas, the other comment, the Hab Mitzai Sven Samarabas, maybe you could say this, that we said that was in the northwest, that Hainu that's Bekarin Sven Samarabas, Shel Azara of the Azara, not of the Beis HaMikid. The Hainu, which actually that is Maravis Rabbi Shel Beis HaMikid, is actually the southwest of the Beis HaMikid. Shemash Mesechus Midas, sounds like from Mesechus Midas in Perak Av Mishnah, the Beis HaMikid Gadol, that this, a large Beis HaMikid, Hailat Savan Azara, and something else like that, like Tez brings this picture, illustrates this. Makoy Hasam Azara, there's going on the Azara. And Bahacha Beis HaMikid, here's on Beis HaMikid. So there's no stira, because it depends in what context. This chamber that we're saying in the southwest is in the Beis HaMikid. So why do you have to say this Teretz of Akatsi Makatsi? Moreover, the lechem of them nami amatz lishnoi the chashem nami hosn derechemin. You could have said lechem pan is also going to the right, but then you could say the lishkas achazam of lishkas amayke the chashem betamid b'li chashem bezachz midays lishkas acheres hayu. Those were other chambers. B'teich hazara hayu. Those were in the hazara. That's why they're not mentioned by the lishkas bezamayke. Achaz b'mktzay tzvenz merachaz mizrachas shalazar. One's in the northeast of the hazara. Achaz b'mktzay merachaz tzvenz shalazar. One in the northwest of the hazara. Shu diray mishal beis hamikdash gadol. That's the south of the beis hamikdash gadol. The kishatimna, when you're counting according to Masech, the Tan Masech is Tamid Malishka Sloim Derchimin Abba Lashachas from the chamber of the lamb's four chambers. Have you lechem upon Ravisla? As we said, the fourth one is the lechem upon, which is diray mizrachas beis gadol kizeh, which is in the south east of the beis hamikdash gadol. So kazeh, like Taisa brings a picture, so therefore you could resolve it by just saying they're in different areas of, if one's in the Azar, one's in the Beis HaMikdash Gadol, and therefore then it's not going to be a contradiction. Yerushalmi Taisa says, what you can say is, it's not logical to say, that then they would say regarding this, that there were four chambers over there, although they're near each other, but because if in the general courtyard, there's only two of them, the Chaisamis and the Beis HaMikdash, because the Tlem Alech HaMpanam we know is in the Beis HaMikdash Gadol. So it wouldn't be mistaken to say there was four chambers over there, because those are two different areas. But moreover, Eichet Tachin Kranis Azara, or Kranis Beis HaMikdash Gadol. How's it possible that you're going to tell me that the corners of the Azara and the corners of the Beis HaMikdash Gadol over Shabbos were equal, as if we're comparing these four, which again was divided by, if it's an Azara, the Beis HaMikdash Gadol? Umistam Azara Gadol Yis Beis HaMikdash. It's logical to say that the Azara was larger, so how can you be comparing these four? Avol Temeli Batei says, what is a wonder to me is my duch kid Rav Hun Reid B'Yeshua lo'ukma stama de tamad de lo'y pligya dodi b'lukma b'chatan. B'chla, what's the Gemara even handling over here that they're trying to go ahead and say that, oh, that there's no machlekes and it's really going according to one tana? V'al karach pligya dodi, what do you mean? You have to say that they disagree with each other. The stama de mi discussed, we know that the non-mastan mesech to make this hold oy kul mizbech b'darm, either that all of the mizbech is in the south, oy rubo, or the majority of the Ashkan Hoch, like we find over here in our sugya. B'stama de tamad mucha b'yish per kacha kachim, yet in the non-mastan mesech to make this hold, that he's from his bech mamutza holds him his bech somewhere in the middle. So, anyways, they disagree. So, why are you trying so hard to be miyash with them? That's a tzivir. Some way you could say is e pligi b'milsa d'ashkan. If they're disagreeing regarding something that we find plug to the tanoi that there is such a machlekes tanoim. So b'halach hashinan. You're right. For that, we're not concerned. We're not concerned with miyash of them. A makom l'shachas. But regarding the place of the chambers, l'ashkan tanoi to pligi b'hedu. We don't find that there is an explicit machlekes tanoim. Therefore, we're going to that context. We're going to try to be miyash of the two different mesechtas. Continuing next time, the master begins the words of the Gemara. Moed Rabban Beprusa. The Rabban agree, oh, it's a broken piece. That's not appropriate to go ahead and do. It says, Taisa Tim, and it's a wonder. Mikara originally that the Gemara did not entertain this answer. So this is what he said regarding the Lechem upon him. That, oh, it's according to Rabban, it's going to be either four or five, depending how you hold. But Kivan, the Rabban Rabbi Yehuda, since according to Rabban Rabbi Yehuda, that they hold that six is half of what's being divided. So Yov Lekoin Chomish, he gives the coin five. Ubotzle Shtus Mipalgo. So he's getting a sixth less than half. So Imkain, if that's the case, so that you're saying that it's in a situation where it's going to be a sixth less. So Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so that's that. There's one opinion that says five, and there's one four, as the Gemara ultimately explains. It's going to be that Milo Yevle Arba. So why are you giving only four? Dainu Chaimish Batsim Epal gets a fifth less than half. What do you mean? Didn't you tell me it's going to be a sixth less, like by Rabbanan? Leishavle Arba Shleimus Apruzik Katan. What do you mean? Give him four whole ones and a broken piece, because again, the Gemara at this point doesn't entertain to say that there's a problem with broken piece. So give him a four and a sixth. The Leinivtzle Elish Dosim Epal gets that it should only be a sixth less than half. So it could be the equivalent of the opinion of Rabbanan. Like even to Rabbi Yehuda, but Lechum Shod, all the way around. According to Rabbi Yehuda, since you're diminishing it by a fifth, the Rabbanan nam nip to Lechum, according to Rabbanan also be diminishing a fifth. Why are we differentiating when you're saying it's going to be four or five, depending on Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbanan, but why is one a fifth less and one a sixth less? If anyways, now we have no problem by giving broken pieces. And that's a test for somebody you can say is no. The Lechum Masaka died did Labarach Arla Mesa Blei Prus. We always know all along that it's not appropriate to give a broken piece. As long as it gets less than half. Since you're having one less than half, whichever your half is, if your half is 12, half from 12, or half is from 10. So we said that if you're going to diminish one from half, so he's not going to have like even like his brothers. So you've been like shlemer. So we give him whole. And we're not so particular that it should be the same thing regarding the two opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, that it should be exactly by less than a fifth, but or less than a sixth from half. The lavarachar lemesavle prusa, because like we said, it's not appropriate to give a broken piece. You're right; we can make it exactly by giving four on the broken piece, but that's we're not doing that, because that way even in the haven't been entertained to say that we're not going to do that. So as long as you're taking less than half, okay, four or five. And we don't want to give less than whatever the other kanim are splitting. By the shtei alechem, the two breads of shuas of a sukkah, we entertain to say the tefei havarich are lemesav leprusa. No, maybe there it's more appropriate to give a broken piece and not to give him exactly half, because the lavarich are klal lemesav lekamoy lechalachem. We don't want to give him exactly like the other like all the other kanim have. Shehu levadu shakku connect kumi. He's gonna be exactly like all the rest of all the kanim. There's only two breads. They're taking one and he's taking the other one. That's not appropriate. And that's what we're saying, that maybe we would have thought to give a broken piece, because you're not supposed to give exactly half. Umishani, that's what we answered. If Allah Hadif Allah Hashv is connected, no, it is more appropriate to give exactly as equivalent to everyone else. Basically, because we don't want to give him a broken piece. But of course, we always knew we're not going to give a broken piece. It's just that that was regarding that, okay, but you're still taking less than half. But to take exactly half, that we would have thought, okay, then we'll give a broken piece. And I would say, no, even then, we're not going to give a broken piece.